The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Misfit Toys.
Hey. There was no show opening. I didn't throw to the show with my phone. Were you scared? I know the AC is on, but it's so comfortable in here. I'm in the podcast studio. But it's very cozy and it's... Oh, I feel great. And I want to remember to... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do it right off the bat. Right off the bat, I'm going to say Vermont Comedy Club. October. Chip Chantry's going to open the show. He's also there because I'm working on my act, getting it ready for this New York thing. I always work on my act, but I'm really working on it. So Chip can open the show and be great at that. It's nice to have someone who can headline also open the show. It's really powerful, especially when they go out there and they do it. I mean, Chip goes out there, he gets right to work. And that in 1 minute, everyone knows, oh, okay, this guy's fucking funny. You know, there's people like that. But Vermont, I mean, you know, I'm going to have Cam out there. Steve George is coming out. We have a great local drummer. And I'm definitely putting some music out in the lobby. You know, we're going to make it like look like, it looks like, it, you know what? It easily looks like a cool jazz club because it has the bones of it. Oh, I don't really do that much there. I mean, they greet me with a lot of positivity there. That's a club that you want to see succeed. They love comedy. It's in their bones. And it's a big compliment, but they deserve it. And I want to see them succeed. I want to see them succeed. Vermont Comedy Club. Because you know what? Sometimes someone that cares about comedy can also have a successful business. It's more likely that, you know, you see people that... But that's true with anything. How many... percentage of, you know, there's a lot of music, there's a lot of lawyers, there's a lot of everything, and then there's a small percentage that really get it. So, and when that happens, the good news is it happens. There are very successful clubs that care about comedy. It's just not always. So anyway, we're doing the black tablecloths in there, keyboard in the bar before the show. It's going to be like an event. Okay, so this week's show. Sorry, I get carried away. This week's show is the second part of Aaron Gosh, who was great. I didn't do an opening to the show last week, so I didn't really talk about Aaron, but Aaron was great. He came in like 10 minutes later. It's like we knew each other our whole lives. He was great. Of course, I get podcast hangover the next day. I'm like, why didn't I... He does so many good voices and characters and Instead, I have him eating jelly beans.
It's embarrassing. My show is embarrassing. I'm apologizing now if there's any people that came to the show because they like Aaron Gosh and they're going, oh, I'd like to hear what he does in the Todd Glass show. I'm apologizing now. He was underutilized. I'm not feeling well lately. I've become ill. Come on. I'm back. My show's back. And from what I understand, better than ever. And I'm not reading these reviews, but my friends are. I told you, I realized the fake persona that I have on the show, I think I even talk about it on this show, because I'm very aware of it lately, is the real persona that Donald Trump has. Oh, people have been talking about it. But it is true. A friend of mine went on the websites. See, I can go right back to a bit. You can break a bit and go right back to it. I will reference the Dean Martin show. I really believe when I start, I never really watched the Dean Martin show till like 5 years ago, and on YouTube. And I was like, wow, Dean Martin. You know, you learn. You're like, you think you know who somebody is. You know, you like, you think you know who Elvis is, but then you go, no, now I really know who Elvis is. Maybe you watch a documentary on them, or you really get into their music or whatever their work was. But he would laugh. He didn't try to hide it. He would just break up laughing and then go right back to the bit. Right back to the bit. So, you know, that's possible. So, I can go right back to the bit too and self-aggrandize myself. But no, seriously. See, watch me do it. Seriously, I don't go to the websites because it makes me uncomfortable. See how good my acting is? You really think I'm going somewhere. I honestly don't go to the... I don't read the comments. I used to, and it's tempting. But my brother's like, oh, all over it. They're like, the Todd Glass show. I'm like, well, it makes me feel good. I go, sometimes I'll lean in. I'll go, are they really saying that? Wow, like what other stuff are they saying? What is it? No. Just like how it's obviously the production value has gone... They literally said that. You're not just saying it because, you know, I got all new microphones and Cole's been coming down here from the Guitar Center. By the way, there is a buzz in the background. It's the AC. I'm tempted this week, the next time I do a show in here, to start the show at 8 or 9. So I don't need the AC on. And then, well, I could do even a little test. I haven't even done a little test. Like, before the show starts, just record like 2 minutes and turn the air off. But I'm pretty sure that noise you're hearing still is the air. Because God knows I can't do any more with the production. After this, I'm going to start blaming Cole. I'm going to tell my listeners to go to the Guitar Center and ask if Cole's in. And then say, Cole, real nice. Like, real nice. Don't do what was with customers or anything. But maybe when there's been no customers, go, hey, Cole, how you doing there, buddy? Hey, what's the deal? You having trouble getting rid of the buzz on the Todd Glass show? Yeah. I mean... there's a board and some mics. We should be able to figure this out. If he says get new speakers, I'll get new speakers. But for now, I think we're good. So here's the deal. So next week, I'm going in Friday. I'll tell you this. I don't hide anything. And I'm getting a bone spur removed out of my heel. So next week, I'm going to do a show, a full show, but from like my bed. I'll have my bed. Of course, I'll have my bed, my iPad, and then a little speaker for the iPad. But it'll be a full show from bed and most likely on some pain medicine. And I might have somebody over. It might be real cozy to do it from bed and have somebody else sit like in the chair in my room. And we'll just like move it closer together and just like just two people hanging out. It certainly have a different. What if I said no sound cues? Whoa, I wouldn't do none, but no, I don't want to do that. Would it be good for me to do it is the question. If it's not good for me, then why should I do it? Are the jingles in anybody's, you having a problem with the jingles, everybody? You got a little problem with the jingles? Because let me tell you something. I'll pack those jingles up, Bring them to Branson. They'll love it. They'll love it. You know what I'm going to end up talking about? Oh, so that's what the show will be next week, In Bed with Todd. Okay? So, that'll be real nice. So, that's it. So, Aaron Gosh, everybody. Shut the front door, Aaron Gosh. Again, to the people that maybe he sent here. Not sent, but like, hey, you know, people stroll around. They go, I like Aaron. Oh, he's on the talk list. Let me see if that... Is that a good vehicle for him? Because I love Aaron. I hope on that Todd Glass show that Todd lets him shine. Aaron Gosh needs to shine. And Todd Glass, he can't be holding him back, making him eat jelly beans. All right, I'll Kevin Meany it, Vinny. Kevin Meany it. Here I go. I'm going to Kevin Meany it. Making him eat jelly beans. He's a talented man. You don't make him eat jelly beans. Your father doesn't make him eat jelly beans. Your brother doesn't make him eat... Why do you make him come in there and eat jelly beans? How's that entertaining? How is it? Walking around. That's not a podcast. It's an annoyance. Making the guest eat jelly beans for too long. Nobody wants to guess... Nobody wants to guess how long jelly beans are, how many there are. Your father doesn't want to. I don't want to. Nobody wants to guess it. Aaron Gosh was underutilized. Making a talented person come in and sit there and eat jelly beans. It's not right. It's not right. We sent the Rimmermans down there to listen to your podcast. All right, enough. All right, everybody. How about the way Duncan went to close last week? He was right on money, the money. 5-4, whatever he started at. Boom. It was a fun part, too. I shouldn't have whispered after it. I thought Aristotle would have the good sense to take it out. But instead, he took my directions. Leave the whispering in. Should have been 10, 9, 8, 7. Boom. Not me. Duncan, I apologize. And if you listen to the show, please text me and tell me you accept my apology. And I'll know exactly what you mean. All right. I love you. I'm proud of you. I adore you. And, I think you're going to join part two of the Todd Glass Show with Aaron Gosh. Already in progress.
This is good shit.
This is the opening of the Late Show. We have a Coke or a can of coffee.
I'm all right. Thank you.
I'm good. I mean, I have my water. My water. My water. Wow. Yeah, I'll leave. This is the opening of the... Anything. This is the opening of the Late Show, everybody.
This really is a real show.
It's a real show. Yeah. I'm not shitting around.
A lot of these other shows, they say they're real, but... They're, I mean,
well,
you know,
scared.
They're not so real. You've been to those shows. You're like, I don't think... We both...
When I was on Marc Maron, I was like, oh, this is bullshit.
That's right. And you know what? Now that those guys are out of the room,
it's
I feel
in your
like,
garage.
Me,
embarrassing.
Hello.
Yeah.
You get it, Aaron. I thought the same thing. Come on. Show a little. Build a shed.
I mean, you have a lot of money. Speaking of millionaire, he's got to be at least a $5 million.
He's got to be at least a zillionaire.
He's got to be at least a zillionaire.
By the way, did you read that Norm Macdonald book?
Mm-mm.
It's insane, actually.
It's really?
Really crazy. It's not at all about his life. He goes off in, like, crazy different directions. I actually love that book.
Did you see the special that he recorded after when he knew that he was facing...
You know, I started to watch it. It was kind of like, it's not really a real special, though. But, you know, I used to love him. He's one of my favorite comedians ever.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I see they chop up on TikTok about him. And it's always fun to see someone put, like, funny Norm stuff.
That's good. He died.
The late night show stuff. He was always hilarious.
He brought
on,
it on David
Conan
Letterman. He
stuff.
Did not fuck around. He seemed like with David Letterman, he always knew, like, bring your A game. Okay, hold on. Now we're gonna eat these. This is the opening to the late show, everybody. This is the opening to the late show. Let's bring our mics down, and we're gonna eat peanut butter pretzels with you. If you go, oh, you're eating on the air. You go, no, we're not. This is the opening to the late show. It's a warmer, cozier vibe.
We second show, we're getting sloppy.
Second show, we get sloppy, right? You get it, Aaron. We're not like the first show. Oh, you're doing a show. Don't you need that? No, we're getting like, we're going to eat some peanut butter pretzels, and we're going to be with you. And you know what? We hope you're crunching on something, even if it's carrots and peanut butter.
Hey, we hope you're crunching. We hope you're munching.
Crunching and munching. And we wrote a song called Crunching and Munching. And when Alex gets back, I'm going to let you start. Let's eat our peanut butter pretzels into the mic. That way it's a bit. Mm. This is not like we're trying to talk and do something else. No, this bit is called we're eating peanut butter pretzels into the mic.
Mm. Oh, so good. Oh.
Mm. Really try to say what it feels like when you bite into anything that's good. Picture if there was jelly in there, too. React like there's jelly in there.
You wouldn't think something so dry would be so good.
No.
Mm. Hey, it's Mr. Carrot.
A classic.
Oh,
hi.
Just go hang it over there. Oh, hi, Mr. Carrot. No, you're great. You really are. You're so good with peanut butter, Mr. Carrot.
Mr. Carrot.
He is. If you put a little, you ever put everything seasoning on carrots?
Mr. Carrot, he's a walking, talking carrot with, you know, a face and stuff.
No, just when we want something. I know. And we want something healthy.
Peanut butter pretzels, I get it.
You're just something different.
I got crunch.
Can I have that plastic bag, carrots?
Do you really want it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, wow. No, just
I'm going to
put it in the trash.
No, I didn't.
Okay, so that's what you think of me.
I'm going to eat them. I just won't want to eat them cold. I like to eat room temperature carrots.
Sure, normal.
What? Why don't you like cold carrots?
I just don't.
Is there something you're not telling us?
Oh, please. I have a show to do, and I have a guest sitting right here.
Mr.
Carrot.
I'll say I don't want to be rude. I don't want to impose.
It's all right, Mr. Carrot.
Mr. Carrot, to be honest,
is there something
I love carrots. I just like them.
Is there something that happened with you and a cold carrot in the past that you're not?
No, there's just.
Todd, swear to God?
Yes.
Swear to God.
Yeah, what are you? I just like room temperature
Todd,
carrots.
Todd, imagine the podcast is
a
happening.
Carrot
right
tried
now.
To touch my pee-pee.
Whoa.
Right, that's not funny.
Play the sound effect. Oh.
That's not funny. You know what? My show's better than that.
Say it again.
No. Each week, there's a brand now we start the late show, everybody. On the cell phone. Part two. Sitting pretty with a brand new episode. Playing in.
Wow.
It's a fun who's opening. Gonna listen to the Todd Glass Show?
Legit,
who's gonna listen
Alan?
To each and
White.
Every podcast? Who's gonna listen to the Todd Glass Show? Who's gonna listen
like
to
hearing.
Sound effects in. That's
who's
him, not us.
Gonna listen to the time?
In the midst of this great song, he drops all this silly stuff.
Who's
I think that's what makes it funny,
isn't it? Each and every podcast. Who's gonna listen to the time? The last show? Who's gonna listen?
thought he made a meal out of it. Oh, my God, my boss is on the phone. Who's on the phone, I mean?
No, it's Bill Clinton again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's
Big
up?
Big fan.
Thank you.
First time caller.
All right, what do you
Long
want?
Long time.
What do you sir? Want? I'm not a fan.
Oh, you're not a fan of me?
No, well, you did the Monica
Lewinsky. I'm a
Lewinsky.
Fan of you.
What?
Thin pig. Love it.
Okay, but I can still not.
That's what I call Hillary.
What you did to Monica Lewinsky was wrong.
It's just a joke.
What you did to Monica Lewinsky was wrong.
Excuse me.
I'm telling you the truth. I'm looking at you like a gentleman.
I did not.
I don't want to hear that.
Have
no, you're dumb.
Relations
no.
With that woman, Monica Lewinsky.
Don't call in the show anymore, okay? I don't want to be uncomfortable with you, but what you did.
I didn't do anything. Frankly, I don't know whose cum that was.
All right, maybe you're being honest. I don't know.
I don't even know her. She wanted me.
Is this really Bill Clinton?
Of course. If this wasn't
like
really Bill Clinton, would I be hanging out with Obama?
Well, let me
hey,
talk to
Obama.
Oh, my God, it is. Oh, my God, it's Obama, everybody. It's Obama.
I'm a big fan of your show.
Now, he's really on the phone.
Of course.
He's on the phone. No, Obama's on the phone.
I'm the one everyone likes.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely him. Hey, Brock, my friend Eric says hi.
Hello, Eric.
Oh, it is
him. It is really me. Obama. My wife, Michelle, and I love the Todd Glass Show.
Thank you. Well, let me tell you something. I'm what do you want?
I just came to say hello. I'll put Bill Clinton back on.
No. We have a faulty line. No, we can't. Why can't we get Bill Clinton on the line? God damn it, these phones don't work. And it's embarrassing me in front of my guests. Who is it on the phone that we can't get through? Who is it? It says it over there on the light right above that phone. Who is calling in? Oh, no, it doesn't really. Right over there, it lights up. Who's calling in? Tell me. You tell me.
Oh, my God. I think it's...
Who?
Bill Clinton.
It's who? Bill Blitzer?
I think it's William Jefferson Clinton is calling.
Okay. For real? Is it Wolf Blitzer? Did you say Wolf Blitzer?
He said Bill Clinton.
Okay.
Oh my God, Seth Rogen's on the phone.
Listen, I'm here. Hello, Seth.
Hey, it's me. I'm Seth Rogen.
Hey, Seth. What are you calling in for?
I'm currently smoking crack.
All right. Well, is that what you called to tell me?
I do crack now.
But is this really Joe Rogan?
Well, you're on the phone, too. It's me, Seth Rogen.
I'm not on the phone. Thank you. I'm
Joe
in my
Rogan's
studio.
Okay, gotta go.
Wait, no. Todd was on the phone with Seth Rogen and Joe Rogen.
No, I said it's Joe. Did I say Seth?
Well, regardless. Hey, it's me, Gelman. I just wanted to clarify. You
well,
were talking to, I believe, Seth Meyers initially. Seth Rogen.
Did you ever win
and
the money, or did
Joe
we
Rogen.
Stop that game
no,
show?
No, that was the cliffhanger. He was at Trillions, and you're going to ask if he wants to win quadrillions or gazillions.
Let's go back. Are you
interchangeable
feel...
terms.
Are you ready?
Now you won 20...
Trillion.
$20 trillion. You could walk right now with money like that. But you're going to open up an art school? I try to make
I
you
guess.
Interesting. I try to... You're like, no. I try. The producers go, just tell him shit.
I
Maybe
mean,
he'll agree.
I wasn't
agree.
Thinking of that, but it's a
now
good
you want
idea.
To open up a charitable thing with a non-profit organization? Is that what I'm saying there?
Honestly, I just wanted to buy, like, a new TV or something.
Well, look at you. Well, you keep it simple. Nothing ever bad about that, idiot. Moron. Are you going to go for more money?
I'm going to go for the jillion.
You're going to go for the jillion dollars. So you're going to walk away from $25 trillion. What could you do with $25 trillion?
I don't know. I guess... Maybe open up an art school? That idea just came to me.
Well, I just said that. Anyway, we're good to have you here. You seem like a nice young man, and I want you to see you succeed. So for 20...
Jillion
dollars. Thank you, sir. What is the flavor? Did you
well,
get
actually,
the...
I
actually,
haven't
sorry.
Yet eaten a jelly bean.
Sorry, not to interrupt, Regis, but this is, since this is the Jillion round, I'm just getting told by the team. This is the... carrot versus pretzel with peanut butter in it round.
And what happens here?
I have to guess whether it's a carrot or a pretzel
with peanut butter in it.
This is going to be hard.
He does need to close his eyes.
So what you're going to do right now, young man, you're going to put a little peanut butter, a pretzel, or is it a carrot with peanut butter on it?
Okay.
Just to clarify, there's no peanut butter on it.
Shut up.
It's just a plain You're fine.
Part of the humor is the dichotomy in flavors.
Because I thought, like, well, if he doesn't taste the peanut butter, he's still going to guess because it's the carrot. Mainly, that's going to be the giveaway.
That's what I was thinking.
But here we go.
You're going to walk away with $26,000. What would you do? I know I asked already, but it's fun.
You go down.
I love to see what people would do with $26,000. I'm sorry, it's a fun question to ask even in a bit. And see what these basically not that evolved people say. In this case, we sort of play them down as they don't have any bigger vision.
What would you do with $26 trillion, young man?
Probably buy some collectible Beanie Babies or something.
You buy some collectible Beanie Babies. Well, you keep it simple. And that's what Regis had to do. He couldn't go, really? I meant bigger than a vacation, you stupids. What we're going to do over here, we're going to do the 26th day, you're going to win
$1 billion.
The audience is excited here tonight. How much is he going to win?
A gillion!
He's closing my eyes. Don't know whether this is a pretzel, peanut butter, or a wet carrot. Just placing it in my hand. Is it a dry pretzel with peanut butter or a very wet carrot?
Okay, now.
Well, I'm holding it in my hand and it feels like a very wet carrot. Let's take it.
It feels like a wet carrot. Please eat more into the microphone.
I think I'm going to have to phone a friend.
You're going to phone a friend.
I'm going to phone my friend. William Jefferson Clinton.
You know, our phone lines are not working.
Ah, damn. All right, well...
In the D.C. area. Would you like to phone somebody outside of...
We do have one line that works for the phone friend. Do you want me to patch it in?
Yes, please.
God bless. David Spade. Your only friend. God, listen.
Oh, we can't hear it over here. Is it not coming through the house?
Huh?
I never, you know I don't cancel unless it's for real. What happened was...
This is David Spade.
Canceling.
My awards around. I fucking pulled something.
He's moving his awards
around. And Golden Globes. I mean, fuck, how would you know? Golden Globes are heavier than they look.
All right, fuck him.
Well, they're heavy.
Let's get the game show vibe back in here.
Is this a pretzel?
Gelman, do you know what it is? You do know which one is which?
Yeah, we cleared it, and just legally we have to track the answer. So
binding with the corporate down there, that they everything is on there.
Yeah, LLC, yes.
LLC, we got the whole thing. Now, did you just put something, you were going to, what is in your mouth right now? Is that a carrot, or is it a cold, crunchy carrot, or it is a peanut butter pretzel? You can take another bite of another, whatever the item might be. Of course, you would have to forego $1,000 of your winnings. Would you like to take another bite of the item, but lose $1,000?
I already ate the full item, so I'm going to go.
You sure you don't want to take another bite right into the microphone?
I believe I consumed the entire item.
So you want to take another bite. What would you do?
I believe there's none. We do have another bite on hand.
We do have another bite. Our producers say if you'd like to take another bite.
It's being lowered.
Oh, maybe you don't want to eat a carrot. What if that's the case?
Oh, you ate the carrot.
Oh, there's no more carrots. I know I was hoping he was going to do it with another one, but I forgot that I took the carrots and they're over here now. Can you pass me the peanut butter pretzels?
Okay, so you ate that. Now, what was that? Was that a carrot? Would you like to taste the other thing?
He just threw it to me like a dog treat.
No, but shouldn't you taste to be able to tell?
Is this a carrot or a peanut butter pretzel? Or was the other one a carrot or a peanut butter pretzel?
This is the other item now.
Well, one of them is a carrot. One of them is a peanut butter pretzel. Which one is which?
Well, my mouth is immediately dry while eating this.
That could be a carrot.
What if I'm in cahoots with a game show to try to sway people in the wrong direction?
What would you do with a carrot?
Because they don't have the money. So he goes, well, I don't know. I've tasted some crunchy peanut butter pretzels in my time.
It's so close to being real.
You feel it's a carrot. You know when you feel it and then you're wrong.
Well,
oh, I ate that. It's so close. Could it be a crunchy carrot, and in your head you're thinking peanut butter, but it's not? Or is it maybe a carrot indeed, and your senses are right, and that's what you worry about with $25 trillion on the line? Would you like to walk?
Really dry. And
so you lean
buttery.
Towards carrot or peanut butter. Which one?
Well, the first one.
Yes,
that
the first
I ate
one that you ate
was
what
very
did that
wet and slimy.
Wet and slimy. Reminds me of my manager.
Can we try William Jefferson Clinton again? See if we can get it? Okay, he's not. He's not real.
No.
I'm gonna go carrot final answer.
Oh my God, carrot final answer. Carrot final answer.
The first one was a carrot, you're saying? What type of game show would the person forget?
It is a carrot indeed, and the band celebrates. It was a carrot indeed, everybody.
You won $1 gazillion. Would you take that $1 gazillion?
I'm buying some new shoes.
He's buying some new shoes, everybody.
Wow, it was a carrot.
Well, you were right.
Can I pee again?
Yes.
Sorry.
Can I tell you something? I'm on the airplane. Every time you pee, you feel better when you don't have to pee.
Yeah.
That's what my dad told me right before he choked to death on a peanut butter pretzel.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I might go, too, after you get back. I don't know why we won't all go at once, but it's more fun to go when somebody else goes. Oh. We're waiting for Aaron to go pee-pee. And we're going to let Alex Young show off.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's always a treat. That was really nice. It was really nice. You know what? Tell your girlfriend I said hello.
Whoa.
If you know what I'm... No, I'm just saying. Whoa. Can't be nice. Hmm?
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. No, I'm just saying hello. She's sweet. She's nice. Hey, why don't you smoke a little bit? Then I have something I wanted to give you.
I don't smoke.
You don't smoke? Okay. Well, how about... Oh, the reverb's up. Let me get the music up. So we're going to do... Let me eat the rest of these peanut butter pretzels. What's that?
We're just out in the street eating pretzels.
We're out on the street. I would be happy out in the street eating pretzels.
Yeah, that's what we're doing right now. Just hanging out. We're a couple guys just hanging out in the corner eating some peanut butter pretzels.
The sound effect works, really.
Hey, I like these pretzels. You put reverb. You
hey!
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
you out on the sidewalk? Hey, this guy's from New York.
I'm eating pretzels here.
Hey, guys. Look. Guys, look, this guy's playing the saxophone.
Oh.
Gabagoo, gabagoo, gabagoo. Hey, bongo.
Why don't you go on called GGL and not get it?
USA.
Hey, you like pizza? You can't get pizza like this nowhere else. I'll shove it up your fucking ass. We got the best goddamn pizza.
It's because our water.
Our water.
Our water.
Oh, you can't get any pizza only in New York. Let me tell you something. I got a good piece of pizza in Pittsburgh. Suck it.
No, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I did.
You got to get the water, the New York water, and then you fold it. And you
bro, a slice? Are you kidding? A slice? Bro.
I don't eat pizza by the slice. I eat it by the pizza.
Now, there's a lot of good New York pizza, but there's also a lot of not good New York pizza.
That's
well.
Actually the truth, because there's no defying that there are places in New York and you just get exactly what you want.
Yeah.
And there's an art to just a simple piece of that New York pizza. There's an art to it. It's not like any... So I do get it. But you're right. Sometimes you're somewhere, there have been places in L.A. where you're like, wow, they... Unless you, you know, and you're like, this
I
is
mean,
pretty
it's
good.
Pizza.
Sorry for the reverb.
Yeah, plus it's pizza.
I'm saying, and you know what? Honestly,
Domino's.
I kind of like Domino's.
Yeah, yeah. Like
really,
pizza,
really.
Pizza's really hard to.
People really shit on Domino's a lot, but I don't think they're bad.
Can I tell you? I do this thing.
I think they're okay.
I'm not saying I don't crave sometimes a New York style. Domino's is a different taste, but and when I crave that, you know, just it's a slice, even the size of it, but. A lot of times I do get Domino's, and I'm a big person who replates things. So one night I had a friend over, and I'll just take it out of the box, put it on, like, parchment
who
paper.
Who is a friend?
Or I can't say. I honestly...
Drop
David
the name.
No.
He's done the show a lot, though, but it doesn't even matter.
Drop the name.
So he goes... Jack Hackett.
Oh!
Bro. Anyway... So I got it, but I put it on like a chopping block. Like if I had three chopping blocks and the pizzas came and you guys were in here, I would just throw it on a chopping block and parchment paper, put a little tan season next to it. And sometimes I'll get like pizzas that like don't see, like order clean pizzas, like with just maybe, you know, spinach, you know, and it looks like, you know, and the look, you know, you sort
from
of
Domino's?
Know.
From Domino's, yeah. Pizza? Really?
Yeah, they do just spinach and it looks good. It makes like a, and, he's eating it, and he goes, wow, this is real. And I know he meant it. I go, oh, I didn't like getting him because I know he's like a pizza. He likes good pizza. And then I go, it's Domino's. Oh, I'm sorry. Like, it, my deception of presenting it nicely.
That's, you know, that's like one of those commercials.
That's
where
it should
trick
be a commercial.
Into drinking a Maxwell House coffee or whatever.
Why can't this be a commercial right here? Why couldn't Domino's play what we just did, give us some money for it?
I mean, you could.
You could.
What do you want? I want a new Todd Glass show. How come? It's just the bits, Todd Gate. Is that all right? Well, it's the number one podcast. Ooh, bop, bop, bop. Shalang-a-lang-a-lang-lang. What do you want? I want a new Todd Glass show. How come? It's just the bits Todd gave me. Is that all right? Well, it's the number one podcast. Ooh, bop, bop, bop. Shalang-a-lang-a-lang-lang. What do you want? I want a new Todd Glass show. How come? It's just the bits Todd gave. Is that all right?
It's a lot of responsibilities to run this show.
What do you want?
And that's a parody of something, right?
That's a parody. What is that a parody of? What do you want? I want a new tongue. That's a great one. I want a shang-a-lang-a-ding, boo-da-ba-boom, a ba ba boo ba boo ba.
Now, what's your music guy's name again?
Joe McKenzie.
See, he's like a Weird Al kind of a man.
Joe is not only the songs, like he'll find out about the guest and he'll, but also you like he does these.
I love
these,
my song. Can we play my song again?
Here, want to hear the song? Should not eat carrots and try to talk. Hold on, before you play his.
This is
the song he gave me when he first came up to me after a show. And we're like, these are like great arrangements. And I didn't know he did all of them in the beginning. I'm like, you know, anybody that takes the time to do a song about the show, you're always like, oh, that's nice. But you're like, these are like really, like someone puts a lot into this. And we heard it. This is what we heard the first one. We went back to the hotel. And we're like, oh, this is the song that that guy in the audience gave us. And we're like, this is good.
I can start Friday now, talk glasses on.
It's recorded low for some reason.
I can hear all the things that he wants to say.
I don't think this one is it.
Whether the silly bits or serious.
No, that's my fault. I think, and Joe knows. Joe knows. Wherever he's at, he knows. There's a kind of hush. But we played that one already, didn't you? Not a kind of hush. What was the other one? The other one.
Oh.
Sorry. I'm fine. Love me? No. All right. Shh. Take it easy, Todd.
The Todd Glass Show is professional, so it's time to go to commercial.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh, Kind of Day?
That's what we just played.
Oh, we did? The one we just said, no, that's not it?
It's going to be bright.
You said, no, that's not it.
Well, that's not what I heard. No, seriously, I'm getting a lot of... And in this one here, he already said he's tired of your shit. No, Aaron said to me before the show started, didn't you? You said, I can't take Duncan's shit anymore.
Well, don't say that in front of me.
Let's put this over here. I'm going to do a real show now.
Can you bring up YouTube on that?
Sure.
Am
oh, you want
to
do? Yes. You want to? How about a song? Remember, you said you might take Be Gutsy.
Well, I might be gutsy, but there's Bobby McFerrin does a great arrangement of that song.
Which song?
That Sunshiny Day or whatever.
Oh, really? Let's Let It Breathe.
Now.
Let's
and
play
he,
it.
But there's specifically a video. He pulls this woman out of the audience to sing with him, and she's like a great singer too. And the two of them are collaborating.
You know what? I only learned about Bobby Darin about 3 years ago. Like, I always heard his name, and I knew who he was, but you
I'm
just
I'm talking
don't.
About Bobby McFerrin.
Oh, you're talking about Bobby McFerrin. Bobby McFerrin, I probably don't know that much about him, except
he
that I...
He does all those acapella
yeah,
songs.
Don't Worry, probably, Be Happy.
Yeah, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
That type of shit.
That type of fucking
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's fucking
know?
Great. It's fun to have fun.
Shit.
It's fun to fuck around with your voice. Do you have any... Now, let's make it like we're there. That means I'm going to let this breathe. I'm going to bring the lights down. We wouldn't be watching him if he was here. We'd be watching him on that stage. And here we go. Wow, it's exciting. Everybody applaud, maybe, like he's walking out to the stage.
Bobby McFerrin.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone all the dark clouds had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Well, I think I can make it now. The pain's gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow. Gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Oh, gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Look all around, nothing but blue sky. Look straight ahead.
Did Don't Worry, Be Happy.
And when did he... So that he did Don't Worry, Be Happy. What year was it?
I don't know. Early
90s.
Yeah. And then how old was he then? Is he alive still?
Yeah, I think
probably.
So.
Oh,
yeah.
He is.
That
okay,
like
cool.
13 years ago.
Yeah.
I get sad.
And if you see that full video, he pulls that woman from the audience, and I don't think she's a plant because I saw another video where he did that with a different person, and she, like, kind of fucked it up. It wasn't that good. So... Yeah, so I think that is real. So I mean,
I love to see that stuff.
That woman is like a really good singer too, and she's just an anonymous person. I don't know who she is.
Oh, that woman's singing?
Yeah, he pulled her
from
the audience.
Oh my God, I forgot that. I thought you meant like later in the song, and I felt bad for turning it off before. That woman.
Yeah.
She's part of the McNally Smith College of Music faculty. Her name is Judy Donahue.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Then she ended up getting thrown out.
Yeah.
She got thrown out because he doesn't like when people
heckle.
She said
it was a carrot instead of a peanut butter.
She got a big head
pretzel.
After that video, and she started demanding a lot, and you know, just had to get rid of it.
Well, hold on. Wow, just think pizza's on its way soon. You should order more. We're going to order in the show. You know this show's on the same time as Marc Maron. You played this already. No.
Oh, I didn't realize we're not allowed to play the same drop twice in a show.
Well, now you have to play it again. You know this show's on the same time as Marc Maron.
Oh.
He curses too much.
He does curse too much. And Brian Regan.
I remember
Brian
what you
Regan.
Said now.
He doesn't need to curse so much.
I got you a cookie. I got you a cookie. And can you open it up?
Yeah.
I do this. I'll tell you.
Oh my gosh, look at
Yeah, I got your cookie.
What kind of cookie is this?
It's an oatmeal. I do it every single show. I've gotten the guests a cookie and a candle, and I let them light it for good luck and make a wish. So.
Oh, my God. This is so
nice.
Look,
I know.
I've done it for every guest.
No.
All right. Okay. Anyway.
Look, I know I haven't been.
I've done it for every
as often recently, but.
Duncan, please.
No, you haven't done this before.
Why would it be important to point it out?
No, Todd, you haven't done this ever. This is literally the first time
you've
ever done that.
Oh, he actually lit it for real.
No, Todd, no. No, this is bullshit.
Well, no.
This is bullshit. Are you fucking kidding me?
Duncan, stop.
No,
you got. This feels real.
This is the first time I've ever seen you do it. Do you know the number of cookies I would have loved to have? Not even as a guest, just as a friend.
Guys.
If you're just giving out cookies to fucking people you don't even
know.
Hey. It's not making the show fun.
No, this is uncomfortable, actually. Honestly, this is kind of.
You're acting. You're gaslighting me. God, you're gaslighting me right now with what you're doing.
Every time I even question him, his rage grows twice as much.
No, but seriously, Duncan.
No, this is a step too far. I put up with a lot of shit.
Come on, you gotta listen to my side.
No. I put up with a lot of shit.
Can I start eating the cookie?
Yes.
Or?
I put up with a lot of shit, Todd. The things I haven't
it's
said
good.
On the show
I mean,
that I could have said on the show.
All right,
the time
on.
We were in Springfield and together.
All right, let's do the
and
show.
I didn't mention what happened there.
This feels like an overreaction.
But now all of a sudden we give every guest a cookie.
All right. Hey.
This is the first fucking time you've done it, and now you're putting on this little song.
Hey.
Oh, I'm Todd Glass. I'm Mr. Cookie. I give all my guests cookie and a little candle.
You're really reading.
I don't even care that you didn't
you're
give it to other guests. I mean,
you know what, Duncan?
It's okay that
no.
Fuck this show. This is fucking bullshit.
Come on, be cool.
I don't even know why that is something
you
would get upset about.
Come on,
like,
be cool.
Oh,
where are you gonna go?
Well,
the car won't start.
No,
the car won't.
Bye-bye.
All right, it's not for you.
That might be a problem with
the car. Duncan, why don't you? Since your car won't start, why don't you at least?
I don't think
the car is going anywhere.
That sounds like that's,
Duncan, I think, I'm not wishing you.
Hey.
Your car.
Hey.
Yeah, but you can go, but your car,
you're
going to
kill.
I don't
know why you're getting so mad about that.
You're going to hurt the engine. Duncan, stop. Duncan.
You're putting on a facade.
I don't care. I mean. Oh, my God. He's turning the key this whole time. He's sitting in the front seat.
Please
this
sit
is,
down.
This is,
please,
honestly,
I'm begging you.
To a point
he's right. He's right.
I'm
out
of here. Bye-bye.
Okay, it started. No.
Oh,
he's going. All right, let's. Oh,
my
no.
God.
He's walking back. He's coming. Duncan. Oh, he's walking. Oh, my God.
Oh, he's
walking
hurt.
Back towards the studio. I can see
oh,
him. Duncan.
Don't think this makes up for the cookie.
He's walking back. He looks like he has a broken leg.
Oh my God! He's
well, have a seat.
Doesn't mean I'm okay with
right.
The cookie scenario.
I'm gonna tell you the truth about the cookie.
We're gonna have to end this.
Here's the truth about the cookie.
What?
I still wonder why it upset you so much, but I'm gonna tell you the truth. I've never done it with a guest before.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me get it out. Why?
Why?
I mean, change your attitude, man. Seriously, I have a newer guest. I don't know him that well, and I just want him to think, oh, they must do this for every guest. I thought it would make it like a fun thing. In hindsight, I should have said it was just for him. It probably made him feel more special if I don't do it for every guest. But I was just trying to have a good time.
Was that so hard?
Boom!
There's no way that fucking guy was going to get that.
Oh, all of a sudden.
10-year-old Tom got season 2. Doo-dah, doo-dah.
10-year-old Tom got season 2. All the doo-dah day. Principal Todd Glass, top building in his class.
10-year-old Tom got season 2.
All the doo-dah day. Boom, boom.
By the way, I love 10-year-old Tom.
Thank
you. I
can't
wait for season 2. Is it going to happen for real?
Because yeah, it's all good. I don't know if they're using me. The guy said we're going to use you less. Is that bad? No. That's my joke. I say no. I've only done like 4 or 5 so far, but there's a lot more to do. They do the animation afterwards, so they let you ad lib a lot. It's really fun to do. The car leaving bit. I love that bit. What about a song? Now I don't want you to feel pressure because I'm bringing it up. It could be karaoke, maybe something we all sing. You don't have to. You could do half of it. You could say pass. We have a run from the bit jingle. Did you? I'm hungry as shit. I don't know, but I like to sing.
Cookie.
What?
I'm eating my little.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you make a wish?
Yeah.
Hey, would you do 30?
A jillion billion dollars.
A gillion.
Would you can you do like 25 TikToks tonight just from the show? I'm a guy who has no perception of that. Hey, would you do 25 million TikToks?
I would.
25 TikToks. Okay, can you sing? I actually wrote that down. That drink is good, I'm going to tell you. Don't ever eat carrots. They're harder. You can eat cookies and peanut butter pretzels. Carrots get...
They're really bad for you.
They're not bad for you. Has that water? Do you have enough water? Because we're going in for the close.
Wow.
How about we do this? We order, we order the pizza. That way, as soon as the podcast ends, we have our pizza. It's like a nice thing to end instead of ending the podcast.
A pizza party.
And then we have a pizza party.
Wow.
So, can I get mine with just, well, you tell me when you're ready. We're going to do it right now. We'll do it live.
Where are you ordering it from?
Domino's.
Can we bring up the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music?
Yes, we can make it like it's a game show. Yeah. See, if it's part of the show, people can't say, oh, Todd, you can't just order food while you're doing your podcast. But you go, oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was part of our bit that we were doing. I heard music in the background.
If you put that music on,
what are you going to do?
It turns it into a game
show. Now, let me ask you a question. You can get a walk away right now with the gazillion dollars or order a pizza. And then you'd get to order any pizza you want. You could do it live on the podcast. And then what we would do is we would give the pizza delivery guy as a consolation prize $5,000. So do you want to order pizza for everybody in the room and walk from a gajillion dollars? And then you would order a pizza for everybody live on the air. You'd like to do that? Hey, look, you have to say it.
Me? You want me to order the pizza?
Yes, you're going to, instead of a conjillion dollars, would you like to order pizza or whatever we want from Domino's live on the air? See, I'm trying to work ordering it so then it's part of the show. So we're like, okay, we're going to order. You're going to walk from a kid. What would you have done with a conjillion dollars?
Because
pizza you can eat. We know what you can do with pizza. What do you do with a kitchen?
This is when I give the real answer.
Yeah, what would you have done?
Cure cancer with that money.
Well,
I'm going to go for the pizza.
But you're going to have pizza. Well, you're a simple man. And you're going to go for the keeps the bit going. Now listen. What kind of pizza? Are you going to order? Oh, you're not going to. Oh, okay, we're just getting pizza. You're not having any, right? Okay, let's get sushi then. That's what you do. You teach people a lesson. The minute they're not staying. What if I got sushi? Would you stay for sushi? Seriously. Sushi? My mom's sick. She's not doing well. Can you help me out? The saxophone. Saxophone makes me feel happy. All right, we'll order off. Well, no, let's still do it that way. And you go, who's ordering the pizza?
This is harder than I thought.
I hate to be this guy, but I'm not even that hungry. I just
really
got excited for the idea of ordering
pizza. I know,
pizza.
Let me tell you something.
There's
good news either way, because when no one gets the pizza. What I do, it's like a nice alternative. Yeah. I go up to a food truck right at the corner of Pico, so it's like so close, and I get a burrito. So in a weird way, it's quicker. Mm. So it's always oh, Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. And you know what I do? I get. I have them twice grill it. Once you have a twice grilled burrito, there's really no other way to do it. You know what I mean? Where they really grill it once it's made. After you roll the burrito, you put it back on the grill. It forms it. It stays together so much better. Right. Exactly. Well, I guess you're going to sing. You're going to close with a song.
Well, I'm going to close with a song.
Mm-hmm. You said you wanted to sing.
Surely.
All night long. I want to sing. How about it could be a sing-along?
Yeah, can we pull up a karaoke track?
Of what? What do we got? And I'm not putting you on the spot, am I?
No.
And you're going to bring us to close with some...
Do that...
maybe pretend we're in the lounge bit.
What is it called? Do for Love?
I'll give you so much reverb you won't know what the fuck it do. Your head will go spinning. Thank you. By the way, this was fun. Yeah. If I had a burrito right now, I'd do another 20 minutes. 2 hours and 15 minutes. God, see, it's when someone's not telling me, I'm like, I think, am I ending early? And then I look at the clock, I'm like, no, you've done we did a 2 hour, what did we do? We took a little break. There was no break. We took one picture, and that was all we got. Okay, you're gonna have to really eat the mic.
I search and find love within. I came back to let you know.
Wow.
I got a thing for you, and I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in the day.
That's a spicy meatball. Harris Whittles would say, Todd, that's a spicy ending. And that's how we end.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I love.
Dad, watch! What?